Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Mem Gimel. We are holding on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by a whole bunch of people, and we are so grateful to all of the sponsors. It's sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Luzchus Refuah Shleima for Rabbi Kelmer Yehuda Ben Rivka Leah by a lifelong Talmud. It's also sponsored by the Pesachim Boys, a chavrusa of three Talmidim from BMT who continue their decades-long quest to complete and conquer Maseches Pesachim, two prakim down, Bez Hashem, eight to go. It's also sponsored by Josh Schiffman, Le'ilei Nishmas, his mother, Chana Bas Eliezer, Aleh HaShalom, his first yard site is today, Nisham Shev and Aliyah. And it's also sponsored by Miriam and Shelley Aberman, sponsored the Zchus Refuah Shleima for Liba Ahuva Chava Bas Rachel Tzipora Shishav Refuah Shleima Bisoch Shar Chole Yisrael. And it's also sponsored by my good friend Rabbi Eli Storch in Akaras Hatov Takarish Baruch Hu for allowing him to complete a full cycle of the Daf Yomi since a terrible car accident 7.5 years ago. He should continue to finish many, many more times in good health. So we are holding on Daf Membeis on Beis. I have to apologize in advance. I'm going to have to leave a little bit early, so it's going to be a shorter shir than usual. I have to make it to Teaneck by 9 o'clock this morning somehow. We'll figure out Kfitza Sederich maybe, hopefully. So we left off at the two dots on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis with Rabbi Lazar. So we're going to discuss a little bit about the Tachshite Nashim that we spoke about and the Chametz Nuksha element of Tachshite Nashim. What exactly, what kind of Tachshitim these are talking about? And then the Gemara is going to get into explaining the last rule at the end of the Mishnah. Anything that has dagon in it is a problem of chametz. Well, then why do I need all of these examples if you're going to give me a rule that covers anything, everything anyway? Then the Gemara is going to try to identify who's the one that holds the chametz nuksha and tarovas chametz is nisada or raisa to eat and is therefore the author of our Mishnah. We're going to have two different suggestions of who that tana might be. And then a significant portion of the daf is dedicated to analyzing Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that Tarovas Chametz is a lo sase midaraisa and what his source is, and that's going to bring us into the discussion of women and Chametz as well. Why it is that women are included in the Yisr Karis of Chametz, why it is that women are included in the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah as well. So let's begin again, bottom of the page, on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the end of the page. Rabbi Lazar Omer Af Tachshite Nashim. Rabbi Lazar says Tachshite Nashim are also included in this category of Chametz Nuksha. So Tachshite Nashim. Normally that means like the besamim that they would wear around their necks to emit a positive aroma, a nice smell, or it would mean like makeup that they would put on their face. There's no chametz in any of that stuff. No, what this must be referring to is beauty products that are used to remove hair that and to make the skin smoother. Benos Yisrael, when you would have Jewish girls that reached an age where they would start to grow hairs in parts of the body that was unwanted, but because velo igiu l'shanim, because they are not yet they weren't yet old enough to be ra'oi for that hair, meaning even though it was happening on them, they were somewhat premature that they would grow hair. So they would want to do hair removal. So benos aniyim tofel sasan besid. The benos aniyim would use sid. They would use some sort of plaster for hair removal. Benos ashirim tofel sasan Besoles, and the Benos Hashirim would use flour to remove the hair. So these are chametz hair removal products. And Benos Malachim b'shemen amar. If they were Benos Malachim, they could afford the really good stuff. They would use shemen amar. How do I know Benos Malachim use shemen amar? Shenemar shisha chadashim b'shemen amar. That in Megillas Esther it says that they spent 6 months using the treatment of shemen amar before they entered into Achashverosh's room. So you see from there that it's the derech of Benos Malachim to use Shemen Amor. So Rabbi Lazar says, Af Tachshite Nashim must be referring to the Benos Ashirim who use Soles. Shemen Amor is not Chametz, Sid is not Chametz, but the Soles is Chametz, and that's what he must have been referring to when he spoke about a feminine beauty product having a Chametz issue. My Shemen Amor, what is Shemen Amor? Rav Huna Bar Yirmiya Amar, Stochas, it's Stochas, which is some type of a cream that they would use for Refuah. Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba Amar, Shemen Zayish shalom evi shlish. No, it's olive oil from olives that had not grown to one third of their ripening. Tanya, Reb Yehuda Omer on pekonin shemen zayish shelo hevi shlish. On pekonin, which the Mishnah talks about in Maseches Menachos, that you're not supposed to use as the oil that you bring together with the korban mincha. That's shemen zayish shelo hevi shlish. V'lamasachno. So why would Benos Malachim use this shemen amar? It's not only very good at hair removal, it's also ma'adein asabasar. It makes the skin very smooth and very nice. So they would use it for a product for that purpose. There's a tshuva in the Chelkas Yaakov in Yerodea, Sibn Pei Zayin, where he was asked about taking a man taking a pill that would turn his gray hair black. So the halacha is certainly the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that a man is not supposed to dye his hair because that's considered derech nashim. It's considered a feminine thing to do. So Shaila is in pill form, where it's only derech grama. See, when you dye your hair, you're dafka putting black in your hair. But if you take a pill, so then it's only derech grama. Maybe it's going to be mutter when you do it derech grama. So the Chelkas Yaakov says that any time you're doing any, it depends. If women do it, if it's something that women would do, then it's even if it's derech grama, then that's considered a violation of the isser. So he brings a raya from here that even derech grama is going to be considered something that's feminine, because women, when they would do hair removal, all these ointments and these creams that they would put on their body, it wasn't like automatic, like they would just rip the hair right off. It was just something that generally they'd put on their body, and then it would slowly, over time, it would cause the hair not to grow in, or the hair to slowly fall out. So you see that even if it's derech rama, it's still considered the derech hanashim to do these things. He said that in an addendum to the tshuva, he said that some wanted to bring a raya from a sefer chassidim that it's not an isser, because sefer chassidim as a maisa of a certain woman who a man wanted to marry. Problem is, she wasn't interested in marrying an older guy, and he had gray hair. So he wanted to know if he could dye his hair. And Sefer Chassidim says, no, you can't do that, because you're going to try to convince her you're younger than you are. It's Ganevas Das. How could you be Ganev Das Abrios like that? So they wanted to be Medayik from the Sefer Chassidim. Oh, the only problem was Ganevas Das. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a problem. So he says, hey, you can't bring a rayas like that. Anything that's Derech Nashim is considered to be a violation of lo yilbash. Says more further. Now zaklal kol shumi min dagan. Anything the Mishnah concluded after giving us these seven examples of different products, says anything that's min dagan is going to be over aleim bePesach. Is going to be a violation of an isser on Pesach. Satanya Amr Rabbi Shuv Chimiach Shashniru kol shumi min dagan arayz over Pesach. Lam manu chacham meseilu. If you're going to give me a rule that includes everything anyway, why do you have to identify all of these items on the list? Kadeshay ragel ben b'shmosayhen, so that we could be aware of certain products, and we should know when we hear the name of certain products, it should click. Oh, that's chametz. I better be careful about that. Because once there was a story that happened that a fellow from Eretz Yisrael came to Bavel, have a bistro ba'adei, and he had meat with him. So he told the Bnei Bavel, can you bring me some condiments, something to have? He didn't say what he was eating. He didn't say that he was eating meat. He said, I would like some condiments. They didn't know what he was eating. For all they knew, he was eating fish or cheese or something. So how does matchilta mean condiments? So the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos and Rashi Maseches Shabbos explains that it's a nutrikun. It's masai tichla da. When will this run out? Because when you have a condiment, you don't eat it so quickly. So you can have the same bottle of ketchup in your refrigerator for a long, long time. Unless you have someone in your house who like really drowns things in ketchup. But it can last for a very long, long time. So that's why a condiment is called matchilta. Masai tichla da. So shama dekamri kriva le kutach. And you heard people saying, oh, there's a fellow who wants condiment here. Quick, get him some kutach. But because he learned the Mishnah, he knew what's in kutach. So he said, kiven d'shama, kutach perish. So he said, I'm not going to have that with meat. He knew that kutach contains milk in it. So it's important to have this list just so people could be aware, even when you're traveling, that certain products that maybe aren't so popular where you live, but maybe popular elsewhere, to know what to be aware of. Hare elu ba'asara. So all of these things that we mentioned in the Mishnah, chametz gomer b'tar roves, and chametz nuksha. We had both lists in the Mishnah, both chametz gomer that's mixed with other things, and chametz nuksha is ba'asara. It's a violation of a lo sase, but there's no chiv kares when you eat it. So man tanit chametz dagan gamrali de taroves v'nuksha be'inei belav. Who's the one that says that chametz ali de taroves and chametz nuksha are a lo sase? So we're going to have two possibilities of who the author of our Mishnah might be. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Meir. He, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, tells us it must be Rabbi Meir. How do I know that it's Rabbi Meir? Because in each of them, each suggestion is only going to be able to prove that the Tana said it about one of these items, and they just assume that the other items included. Meaning we have two items. We have Chametz Dag and Gomer, Ali De Taroves, and we have Chametz Nuksha. So we're going to have two different Tanaim, one of whom said Chametz Gomer Ali De Taroves is below Saseh, and the other that says Chametz Nuksha is below Saseh, and each of the Amoraim that puts forth the name of a Tana assumes, well, if he says it about one, he must say it about the other as well. So Amar Rabbi Dama Rav, Rabbi Meir, the author is Rabbi Meir. How do I know? De Tanya, because the Braisa tells us, Seor, a dough that begins to be machmitz, but isn't machmitz fully, meaning chametz nuksha, it didn't go through the full chimetz process, yisarev, you should burn it, v'nosa the kalbo, or give it to your dog, v'ochlo barbaim, and if you eat it, you chayv malchus. So that's self-contradictory. Hagufa kasha. Amrit Seor yisarev. On the first thing you say is, burn it. So Alma, Asurbana, that makes it sound like it's Asurbana, the only option is to burn it. And then you say you should feed it to your dog? Alma Mutubana. So apparently you're telling me you're allowed to get Anna from it. So it says, no. Hachi Kamar, Seir Yisarev to Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. There is Machlokas from Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, what is included in Seir? At what point something becomes Chametz Gomer? It's a Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. When you have a dough, normally, first the surface of the dough it turns white, and then some small cracks develop a little bit here and there, kikarnei chagavim, and then a whole network of cracks develop in the dough that are all over the place. So according to Rameir, which we're going to have in a few days from now, Daf Memches, Seir is when it turns white. But once it starts developing cracks, that's Chametz Gomer. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says Seir is when it starts developing some small cracks. Chametz Gomer is when you have a whole network of cracks all over the dough. So Seir Yisarev to Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir. That which Rameir considers Seir, which is where it turned white, according to Rabbi Meir, you should have to... you should have to burn it. And Rabbi Yehuda, l'Rabbi Yehuda, and that which Rabbi Yehuda considers seir, meaning when it develops cracks, not just when the surface turns white, but when it develops cracks, kikarnei chagavim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd have to burn it. What about v'nosel l'fnei kalbo? What is it talking about when it says you can give it to your dog, which sounds like it's mutar bana? That's the Rabbi Meir, l'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir's definition of seir, in Rabbi Yehuda's view, you're allowed to give to your dog, because it's only this surface of the dough that became whitened, and therefore it's not chametz gomer, so it's mutter bahana. And when the Tana says about that seir that has turned white, va'ochlo barba'im, that if you eat it, you chayiv malchus, that's asan Rabbi Meir. That goes back according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that seir that you get malchus for achila. So shamina le Rabbi Meir. Nuksha be'inei b'lav. But what do you see Rameir holds? That you get malchus for chametz nuksha. So if Rameir holds you get malchus for chametz nuksha, mistama v'kolshken chametz dag and gomer al yedei taroves. We could say, a kal v'chomer, that if chametz nuksha, which has zero chametz gomer in it, you're going to be chayiv malchus, chametz dag and gomer al yedei taroves, which has actual chametz gomer in it, of course you're going to be chayiv malchus. So that's the suggestion of Yudom Rav, that the author of Mishnah's Rameir, we only have Rameir on record talking about chametz nuksha. Yeah, but if he holds your chayiv malchus for chametz nuksha, he must hold your chayiv malchus for chametz dag and gomer al yedei taroves. Second suggestion, Rav Nachman Amar, Rabbi Eliezer, that the author of our Mishnah is in fact Rabbi Eliezer. Titania, al chametz dag and gomer anush kares. If you have real chametz, chiyuv kares. Va'alei ruvo, if you have a taroves of chametz dag and gomer, bilav, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds, that's a lo sasei. V'chamamam al chametz dag and gomer anush kares, alei ruvo below klum. And the chum disagree. The chum say, taroves chametz, zero. You don't violate anything. It's not even an isulav. So what do you see? That Rabbi Eliezer holds chametz al yedei taroves is a lo saseh. But he doesn't say anything about chametz nuksha. Yeah, but if he holds that chametz dag and gomer al yedei taroves is below saseh, he must hold that chametz nuksha is just as bad, if not worse. That it must also be a lo saseh. Why would you assume chametz nuksha is just as bad, if not worse? Because the whole thing is chametz. Granted, it's only nuksha, but the whole thing is chametz. As opposed to taroves, where it's mixed with other ingredients that are not chametz at all. So Rav Nachman, my time alone, Rav Yehuda, when Rav Nachman puts forth the suggestion that Rabbi Meir is the author of our Mishnah, why didn't he Nisan, just like Rida Merav, that I'm sorry, when Rav Nachum puts forth the suggestion that Rabbi Eliezer is the author of our Mishnah, why didn't he say like Rida Merav that Rabbi Meir is the author of our Mishnah? Because Amar Lach, Dilma Akad Lokar Rabbi Meir Hasam, Ela Nuksha Beinei, Aval Chamitzog Nabar Adi Atar Rav Aslo, because he doesn't think it's a Kad Lachomer, that just because Rabbi Meir said Chamitz Nuksha is a low sase and you get Malkus for, doesn't mean Chametz Ali Deita Rovis you're going to get Malkus for. He doesn't see that as a Kal V'chomer. He would flip the Kal V'chomer. He would think that it's more Mistaver, that Chametz Dagen Gamer Ali, that Chametz Nuksha would be more Chomer than Chametz Dagen Gamer Ali Deita Rovis. Rav Yehuda, my time alone, Rav Nachman, and why didn't Rav Yehuda want to attribute the Mishnah to Rabbi Eliezer the way Rav Nachman did? Because again, he holds the opposite. Amalach Adkan Lokam Rabbi Eliezer Asam, El Chametz Dagen Gamer Ali Deita Rovis, because all Rabbi Eliezer is on record as saying is that Tarovis Chametz is a low sase. Avon Nuksha Beinei lo Amar, but maybe Chametz Nuksha is less of a prohibition, not more of a prohibition. So it turns out what the Amoraim are really arguing about when they're suggesting different names of Tanayim is really in Svara, which should be worse than the other. Should Chametz Nuksha be worse than Chametz Ali Dei Tarovis, or should Chametz Ali Dei Tarovis be worse than Chametz Nuksha? So Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yehuda, we have a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yehuda, who had said that Chametz Gamer B'Tarovis is more chamur than Chametz Nuksha. Why? How do we see that Tarovis is worse than Chametz Nuksha? Because the pasuk says, "Kol machmetzes lo sochelu l'rabos kuta chababli v'sheicher amadi v'chometz ha'adomi v'zeisom ha'mitzri." So all of these things are included in the pasuk. Yachol ye'anosh kares. I might think to include an iser kares for all these forms of chametz. Talmalomar ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrisa. That since by the chi of kares it says chametz, it doesn't say machmetzes. So there's no makor to be mechayev on tarovis chametz as well. Machmetzes implies tarovis chametz. The word chametz implies only real chametz. So al chametz dagen gamer anosh kares v'alei ruva belav. So all of these items that we mention are tarovis chametz. So you see that tarovis chametz is included in the pasuk. But man shamalei damar alei ruva belav. Who's the one that said explicitly that tarovis chametz is a lo sasei? Rabbi Eliezeri. That's what Rav Nachman had showed us. That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. So it's mistaver that braisa that we just quoted now about Taruvas Chametz being alive is authored by Rabbi Eliezer as well, and it doesn't say anything about Chametz Nuksha. Vilu Nuksha Beinei lo kamar. He never said anything about Chametz Nuksha being a lo sase. Must be Shema Mino Nuksha the Rabbi Eliezer. Lesley, it must be that Rabbi Eliezer would say there's no lo sase for Chametz Nuksha. It's only for Chametz Gamer Ali Dei Taruvas. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer holds there's no lav by Nuksha. Chametz Gamer B'Tarovis is more chamur than Chametz Nuksha, which is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda Merav wanted to tell us, that by Chametz Nuksha, Rabbi Eliezer would be moda to the Chachamim that you're totally potter, and therefore you can't say that since you're chayiv b'Chametz Gamer Ali Dei Tarovis that you're necessarily going to be chayiv for Chametz Nuksha as well. So that's the fundamental machlokas amoraim, which Tana is the author of our Mishnah, based on which one do you think is more chamur than the other, Chametz Gamer Ali Dei Tarovis or Chametz Nuksha? And the Gemara seems to assume that Rabbi Eliezer, who asks Chametz Gamer Ali Dei Tarovis min haTorah below Sasei, does not think Chametz Nuksha is as severe as Chametz Gamer Ali Dei Tarovis. So now the Gemara revisits this shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer had said that Chametz Ali Dei Tarovis is belav. Rabbi Eliezer, eruva belav minale. Where did he get that from? That there's a lo Sasei for Chametz Ali Dei Tarovis. Because the pasuk says kol machmetzes lo sochelu. The lashon of machmetzes implies not just chametz, but machmetzes, anything that has chametz mixed in. Iachi karis nami lechayiv. But then you should be chayiv karis also, because the aksiv pasuk also says ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichrisa, that there's a chayiv karis for eating machmetzes. And Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that. He said it's below sasei. He did not say that there's karis. Says Gemara, who the pasuk about karis from lashon machmetzes is not coming to tell me about tarovis chametz. That's me by leilich detanya. I need that already to tell me a different teaching from a brisa. Chametz in the eloshin is chametz me'elav. From the word chametz, I would only know something that becomes chametz on its own that naturally develops into chametz. Machmas davar acher. But if you put some agent that hastens the chimutz process and that causes it to become chametz, minayin? How do I know that's called chametz as well? Tamalomer kolochel machmetzes v'nichrusa. You're right. The word machmetzes broadens the category of chametz, but not in the sense that the word machmetzis includes taroves. No, the word machmetzis includes even chametz that needed a little bit of a push in order to become chametz in the first place. So good. So then both times the term machmetzis is used, both in the context of the azhara and in the context of the kares. The word machmetzis might have nothing to do with chametz alidei taroves. It might only be about chametz that needed a little extra push to become chametz. So we're back to the original question. Where does Rabbi Eliezer get the idea that chametz alidei taroves is a lo sase min haTorah? Ella time of the Rabbi Eliezer mikol. It's not from the word machmetzis. Right pasuk, wrong word. We quoted the pasuk kol machmetzis lo sochel. So we assumed the word machmetzis is what teaches me taroves chametz. No, it's the word kol in the pasuk. It's from the word kol that we learn that chametz alidei taroves is a lo sase. Says Maria, but that's not going to help you either because hasam nami by the pasuk about kares also haksiv kol. It says kol ochel machmetzis. Vinichrisa. So it says called by the pasuk of Karis as well. So where does Rabbi Eliezer get the idea that chametz alidei taroves is below sase, but not bekaris? Right? If it's from the word kol, it should be both. It should be both below sase and bekaris. So it says, no, he needs the word kol in the pasuk about Karis for a different limud. Hahumi baile the rabbi says hanashim. The word kol in the pasuk about Karis comes to tell me that women are chayiv Karis for eating chametz as well. And I need a special pasuk to teach me such a chiddush l'rabbel says hanashim that women are chayiv as well. So says more nashim mid Rabbi Dom Rav nafka. Dom Rabbi Dom Rav chen tanda be Rabbi Shmuel amar kra isha isha ki yasu mikol chatos ha'adam. Pasuk says a man or a woman does something limol mal b'Hashem v'ashma nefesh ahi. So the fact that it says isha isha as far as a chi of karban for people to do averos, we see from there hishva kasev isha lish l'kalon shabbat Torah that men and women are equally included in all los ases in the Torah. So I already know that women are chayiv kares on chametz, because it's a low sase. I need a pasuk of kol to come to include women in chi of kares. Kol haTorah kula. Women are included in shatness, and they're included in avela and treva. Every yisur in the Torah, women are included the same as men. I don't need a pasuk over here. So it's trich. Yes, I do. I need a limud over here for the following reason. Salka daite chamino holik sivlo sochal love chametz. Shivas yam tochal love matzos. Kol she yesh no bekomechul matza yesh no bebal tochal chametz. Vahani nashi ol v'las no bekomechul matza. I might have had a hava mina that since there's a pasuk that links achilas matzah with the isser of achilas chametz, so we should say the halacha by one applies to the other. And naturally, we would assume that women are potter from achilas matzah. We're going to see soon, we're going to flip this on its head, but there was a hava mina to assume that women should be potter from achilas matzah. Why should women be potter from achilas matzah? Because mitzvah sasei, shazman grama. So the Gemara Mesechus Kiddushin tells us, the Mishnah Mesechus Kiddushin tells us that women are pater from all mitzvah sasei shazman grama. The Gemara derives it from tefillin. Tefillin is a mitzvah shazman grama, and women are pater. So we learn that it's been enough to call it terukula that women are pater from all mitzvah shazman grama, unless there's an explicit exception. It happens to be when it all works out, there are more exceptions than there are the rule to the patur of women from mitzvah shazman grama. There are only like six mitzvah shazman grama that women are actually pater from, but the havamina would be that one of them would be matzah, and if they're patur from matzah, and we link, the Torah links matzah and chametz, so there's a havamina to say that there's no chiv kares for a woman eating chametz either. Same of baltov chametz amilasu, kamash malah, and that's why the word kol in the pasuk comes to tell me that women are chayiv in achilas chametz. So says Gemara, but once they're chayiv in achilas chametz, what do I do with the hekish between matzah and chametz? So it turns it on its head. The hashad is shabu bal tochal chametz is shabi nami achilas matzah. Since you're right, we have to link the mitzvah of achilas matzah with the isra of achilas chametz, and I have an extra word kol in the pasuk to tell me that women are not allowed to eat chametz. Mimela must be that women are included in the mitzvah of achilas matzah as well. Ki Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, nashim chayavus b'achilas matzah dvar Torah. Women are chayiv in achilas matzah on a doraisa level. Shenemar lo sochal lav chametz. Kol she yeshem bal tochal chametz yeshno beachilas matzah v'ani nashinami hol yeshem bal tochal chametz yeshno b'kom echol matzah that anyone is included in the yisra of eating chametz is included in the mitzvah of eating matzah. And since women are included in the yisra of achilas chametz because the pasuk kol comes to include women in chiv kares for chametz, so mela they're included in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So matzah is one of the exceptions; it's not the rule of mitzvah shazman grama. Right, other exceptions, of course, include Kriyas HaMegillah, that Afeinu Yibel Sanes, and Dalit Kosos, where we say Afeinu Yibel Sanes, and Kiddush, where we say Kol Sheyeshna B'Shamar, Yeshna B'Zachar, and who is Chayvin Losses of Shabbos, Chayvin the Assays of Shabbos as well. There are many, many exceptions to the rule where women are Chayiv in Asay Shazman Grama, but it doesn't destroy the rule. The rule is still there whenever you have, whenever you don't have an explicit exception. There is a discussion in Poskim that relates to this somewhat tangentially. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Mem Vav, that every single day a person is supposed to say a bracha, Shalo Asani Goy. And the Bir Agra brings a girsa, not Shalo Asani Goy, Shalo Asani Yisrael. Why be so negative? Shalo Asani, to talk about what you aren't? Talk about what you are. You always have to define yourself by what you aren't. Sometimes you listen to the way institutions, most of us, define themselves, whether it's yeshivas or shuls or whatever. What are we? We're not them. Well, if you don't know what you are, you only know what you're not, then you probably don't have a clear, you probably don't have a clear mission of like what you're setting out to do. So that's how we define ourselves. Well, we're not a goy. We should define ourselves Shasani Yisrael. That's what the Gra writes. So the Taz writes that Rabbi Makshim, many people ask, why is it that we say the bracha b'derech shlila, shalo asani, what I am not, rather than what I am, shasani Yisrael? And they answer that since nimnu v'garmu in Maseches Erevin, there's a whole machlokas b'shabe b'silel, whether it's better for a person yoser tov l'adam shalo nivra mishanivra, whether a person would have been better off never having been born than having been born, or are we better off coming down into this world? And the Gemara says over there that nimnu v'garmu, in the end of the day, that b'shabe and the b'silel agreed that it's noach l'adam shalo nivra, we're better off never having come into the world. So I didn't want to make a bracha shasani Yisrael, because I would have been better if lo asani at all. That if you were just left my neshama up in Shemayim, and I wouldn't have had to come down to this world in the first place. So therefore, I say, okay, once I'm here though, shalo asani goy. Then I say b'derek shlila as far as what I'm not. So the Bach writes that that's a beautiful drasha, but he says it's not really a kasha in the first place, because if you were to say shasani Yisrael, says the Bach, then you wouldn't be able to say. You wouldn't be able to say a bracha sha'asani ben chorin as opposed to shalo asani eved, or you wouldn't be able to say sha'asani ish as opposed to shalo asani isha, because lashon asani Yisrael already includes ben chorin and ish. So since it would be more inclusive, and we'd rather be able to give more brachos to be able to show how we appreciate each and every step of what we are, each and every detail of what we are. So that's why it has to be b'derek shlila, because when you say shalo asani goy, okay, but I could still be an eved. No, shalo asani eved, yeah. But I still have fewer mitzvahs like an isha, shalo asani isha. So that's why we do it in such a way, in order that we can be able to say more brachas. So the Magen Avraham says, according to the Bach, it would turn out a chiddush la'alacha, that if a person makes a mistake and says like the Gra, he says shasani Yisrael, it knocks out the next couple of brachas. He's not allowed to say the next couple of brachas, it would be a bracha levatol. But the Magen Avraham says, I disagree with the Bach anyway. He says that the Lashon Yisrael, that if you say Yisrael, you can't say Shalo Asani Isha, and Isha is not a Yisrael, and Isha is also a Yisrael. So he doesn't think that that's true, but he says, but I have to be honest, our Gemara sounds like it might be true, because our Gemara requires a riboy to include women as well in Kalonch and Shabbat Torah, and without a special drasha to include women in Kalonch and Shabbat Torah, it sounds like we would not have included women in Kalonch and Shabbat Torah. So that's a question, whether the term Yisrael, now as far as the Jewishness of women, not only are is it just as much as the Jewishness of men, they get to determine the next generation's Jewishness. That's not the issue. The issue is the word Yisrael, does that include women? Like, for example, the entire Torah is written B'lashon Zachar, yet we assume it includes women as well. So do we assume that the word Yisrael is inclusive of women? That's the issue at hand that the Poskim are discussing. Another issue that relates over here is whether women are chayiv in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam writes that everyone's chayiv in matzah, afilu nashim. So Shulchan Aruch says, nashim are chayiv in dalet kosos, and kol mitzvos anogos ba'oso laila. So in Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, he writes that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is noheges b'zecharim unakevos b'kol makom b'kol zman, and over ala bital asay, unakevos. Women are chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says Milchas Chinuch, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, mitzvos asay, shazman grama. Women should absolutely be pater from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
The Rambam is mefurish. Women are included in achilas matzah because our Gemara says that they're included in achilas matzah. Why didn't he mention Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So it happens to be that a number of the Achronim point out that since we already had drashas about lechem oni, taf lamed vav, right? Lechem oni, what lechem oni means, that it might be one of the meanings, one of the shitas in Mitzrayim, lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe, that there is a sipur that's involved with the matzah, could be part of the kiyum of matzah, is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So by virtue of the fact that we're including women in the mitzvah of matzah, we also include women in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so says the Gemara further now, my chazis the high call l'rabuya nashim umafkas eruvo ema l'rabuya eruvo. How do you know that the word call is coming dafka to include women and to exclude tarovis chametz? Maybe the word call is coming to tell me that tarovis chametz you chayiv karis for and don't include women in the pasuk. So mistavra koy ba'ochlin mar ba'ochlin koy ba'ochlin mar ba'ne'echalin. The pasuk is talking about people who eat. So it's most mistavra that if there's a riboy in that pasuk, we're expanding the pool of people who are chayiv to eat. But why would we expand in a pasuk that's talking about the people who are eating? Why would we use a riboy to talk about the category of what they're supposed to or not supposed to eat? It doesn't make sense that the iser of chametz is going to be expanded, that what's considered chametz is going to be expanded when the emphasis of the pasuk is the people who are doing the eating. The call would therefore most likely come to include more people, namely women, that women are included in the Yisra of Achilas Chametz. So Mask of Rav Nassan, Avuad Rav Huna, so Rav Nassan, the father of Rav Huna, some of the Girsa Rav Huna berated Rav Nassan, so which would be redundant, right? We're saying that Rav Nassan is the father of Rav Huna berated Rav Nassan. Of course, he's the son of Rav Nassan if Rav Nassan is the father. Anytime the pasuk is talking about those who are doing the eating, do we not also include, do we not use a riboy to include that which is being eaten? I'll give you another example from somewhere else in the Torah. Vatanya, the Braisa tells us regarding the pasuk of the Isra v'achilas chelev, ki kolochel chelev min abeim asher yakriv, that if you eat chelev from any carbon that you bring, chelev is the forbidden fat of a carbon, that you're chayiv kares for that. Saying li ela chelev tamimin, I would only know chelev of a behemoth of kachim that doesn't have a mum, shereili kariv, that could be brought on the mizbeach. That's the yisra of achilas chelev min haTorah for which you chayiv kariv. If you eat chelev of a korban, that could be brought on the mizbeach. Chelev bali mum in minayin. How do I know that chelev of kachim that became a bal mum that now cannot be brought on the mizbeach, that's also included in the yisra of achilas chelev? Tamalomar min haBehema. That's why he says min haBehema to be marba all behemoths, even a behemoth bal mum. So says Mar, yeah, but chelev chulin minayin. How do I know that if it's not a kachim animal at all? It's just a regular chulin animal that the chelev is going to be chiv kares. Tamalomar kikol, because the pasuk says kikol ochel chelev, so that includes even behemas chulin. So you see, va'hacha dekay ba'ochlin. The pasuk is talking about the iser of those who eat chelev v'kamar b'nei chulin, and yet the kol is coming to be marbe that which gets eaten. We're not expanding the category of eaters; we're expanding the category of what's called chelev. So how can you tell me that any time we're focused on the people who are doing the eating, the riboy is always going to expand the category of people who are doing the eating? So it says Mar Hasam Deleka Ochlin Mar B'nei Chalim, because over there there's no option to expand the category of eaters. When we talk about the Yisra V'Achilas Chelev, women are already included because it's Alos HaSeh in the Torah. So since women are, and there's no reason to assume they shouldn't be included. When it comes to chametz, yes, it's Alos HaSeh in the Torah, but there's a reason to assume they shouldn't be included because of the hekesh to matzah. So when it comes to chelev, there is no way to expand the category of those who are doing the eating. Why? You're going to say goyim or chayv? That's one of the shav mitzvah b'nei Noah. Can't be, right? So there's no way to expand the category of ochlin. So we're mar b'nei echolin. Hacha di'ika ochlin lo shavuk lo ochlin u'mar b'nei echolin. But over here, where there is still more people, more Jews to include in the category of those who are not allowed to eat, so why would we not include them and instead just broaden the whole category of what you're not allowed to eat? So v'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan of the Brice who disagree with Rabbi Lazar, and they hold that Tarovis Chametz you're not chayiv at all for. Deleslu Eruv, they hold that there is no Los HaSeh in the Torah of Tarovis Chametz. So Kol Lo Darshi, where they must not darsh in the word Kol, right? Meaning that's why they don't have Tarovis Chametz, they don't have an Isra of Tarovis Chametz. That was the basis of Rabbi Eliezer, that he learns the Isra of Tarovis Chametz from the word Kol. So Elu Nashamin Alu, so where did the Rabbanan get the idea that women are Asr Ba'achilas Chametz if he can't darsh in the word Kol? How can you learn that women are Maybe they don't darshan the word kol, but ki kol darshi. The phrase ki kol, they will darshan. The pasuk says ki kol ochel machmesas minuchsa nefshi ma'adas Yisrael in the Yisra of achilas chametz. So we include women in the Yisra of achilas chametz. For Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer who darshans the word kol, and he's not mechayev kares for tarovas chametz based on ki kol ochel machmesas. Ema kol l'rabbi says anashim ki kol l'rabbi says eruvo. Let him say that kol includes women in the Yisra of kares, and ki kol includes tarovas chametz in the Yisra of kares. And if you can say, no, Rabbi Lazar only darshan's kol, he doesn't think kikol adds anything, that there's a second drasha to be made, Vatanya, but we have a brisa that tells us, Sa'or bal taktiru, that you're not allowed to burn chametz on the mizbeach. Say, Inli elakulo, I would only know if you burn a full kazayas of sa'or. Miktsaso minayin, how do I know that you're not even allowed to burn less than a kazayas of sa'or? Tamalomar, kol. That's why the pasuk says kol. Eruve minayin, how do I know that if the sa'or that you're burning on the mizbeach is mixed in with another mincha of matzos after it's been crumpled up? How do I know that's also a violation of the law, that a taroves of chametz? Tamalomar ki kol, because the pasuk says ki kol sa'ar. So you see that when it says ki kol, it's coming to give an extra riboy. So man shabalei de darsh kol, who's the author of that price that darshan's kol? Rabbi Eliezer. It must be Rabbi Eliezer. And yet you see v'kadarish ki kol, and he still darshan's the extra word ki kol. So now we're left with the kasha. Why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer use the phrase ki kol that it says about chametz on Pesach to tell me that you're chayev kares for tarovis chametz as well? He was so clear that it's only love, there's no kares. Why not? Why not say that you're chayev kares based on ki kol? So says Gemara Kasha. We leave that unresolved. And as always, whenever we have kasha, it always means there must be some answer out there. But it's not as strong as the tiyufta. But the Gemara can't think of any answer right now on the spot. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll stop now. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rabbi Yavohu at the bottom of the page. Have a great day, everybody.